It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Business is always changing. Consumer tastes are always changing. People's tastes, generation by generation, of course, always changing. The key is whether you're an employee trying to keep your employees or trying to attract and retain customers, you got to keep up with the times, right? Got to keep up with the times. And as I say, they're always changing. Well, millennials, that generation that really, really puts value on experience as opposed to buying tangible things, that they're really putting a focus on spending their money on experiences, which is really unique and distinct. It's a shift, clearly, and it's driving lots of change for lots of businesses. Again, whether you're in even down to the employers having to focus on providing better experiences to their employees in order to retain them. Well, in fact, a new Harris poll found that 78% of millennials would choose to spend money on a desirable experience or an event over buying something tangible. That's interesting. Wow, that is a big shift. So, Mark, you found a story for us that's kind of on the heels of that tee up, that background. You found an interesting story about the way that's impacting sports bars.
I love it. Instead of the kids, they don't want to go out and drink anymore. They want to actually have an experience.
They want to do something.
So they are now nicknamed the Experience Generation. Which is kind of cool. They go to like Top Golf, and Top Golf, it tells you how far you hit the ball. You maybe get something to eat. That's like secondary, and something to drink.
What about those, like the Hub, that place where there's like foaling and axe throwing?
Right.
I mean, that's huge, right? That's very popular with
the new
generation.
Buzz.
Yeah.
And there's another one called Chicken Pickle.
I mean, the name alone.
What's going on at Chicken Pickle? I have to know.
They're indoor-outdoor pickleball facilities.
Uh-huh.
So they're starting.
So hot.
Yeah, they're starting to do that all across the Midwest. So it includes a bar with full-service restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the shift is, it's not about going and either drinking or eating. That's, as you said, secondary. It's really about the experience itself, whatever it is, whatever the theme is. So in the case of Top Golf, obviously, you're basically driving a range, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you do, you know, that's the experience side of it. You're there with your friends, you're playing a little golf. And then, of course, you know, you've got the food and the bar service available to you. But it's second now. The shift is it's second to the experience. But for the experience, they wouldn't be focused necessarily on going. They would be choosing someplace that does offer them an experience.
Right. Yep.
No, I think it's great. And
it must be tricky for marketers, though. I mean, you know, when you think about it, marketing companies like to market items. They like to market things, you know, and now they're having to be creative to market experiences and activities.
Even virtual events.
Even virtual events. That's right. Oh, good point.
Yeah. So... yeah, I like this. I think I'm going to start doing this kind of stuff.
Well,
I'm a little older than the Gen Z.
Or millennial.
Yeah, Mark, I think you're in the baby boomers. Me too. We're still buying things.
I got in by 1 year.
But to stay young, you can act like a millennial. You can put value on experiences.
Simple
as that,
I like
right?
having an activity, actually. I think it's nice.
It's fun.
It's a great way to get people together in a different way. And especially now with, you know, restrictions kind of being removed, it's great to be out and to be doing activities.
Even the driving ranges aren't just your normal driving range, right?
Yeah. They add a twist to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Has anybody been axe throwing?
I was just going to say, maybe, guys, it's time for us to go do a little axe throwing.
I mean,
that could be...
What, you mean in
dangerous.
The office? Because I'm down.
It might be too much of an experience for me, but I don't know.
Right? Oops.
Exactly. Thanks, Mark. Right. Oh, boy. Yes, but, you know, what the other thing the research tells us is that people not only enjoy the experience while they're doing it, but they actually love doing it because they get to bring home the memory. So you've got this memory with your friends or your family or your coworkers, whatever it is. And so, you know, in effect, You know, like you might say, well, if I buy something tangible, I take it home with me, I own it. But the way they look at it is that they own that experience. They own that memory. They're able to get together with their friends months or years later and say, hey, remember that time?
Right.
We went axe throwing.
Now, here's something funny. It says a simpler reason that this is working. Smacking a golf ball is pretty damn fun after a couple of drinks, or throwing an axe.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
I can't imagine that.
Just want to make sure everyone's pointed in the right direction, right? Yeah, maybe we'll get together as a group. What do you think, Brian? You want to go
throw an axe?
What would it be?
Well, who are we throwing axes at?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right?
I'm thinking after a couple of beers, I shouldn't be given an axe.
No. That's memories.
I'll watch you guys.
Yeah, those will be memories of a lifetime.
Remember when you had five fingers, Mark? Good times.
Yeah, exactly. Whoops, as you said, Mark, that was cute.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, indeed. Well, we...
How about chicken pickle? Have you played pickleball, anybody?
I have played pickleball.
No.
It's fun.
It's good?
It's like tennis.
Okay, so pickleball is all the rage right now. Kristen, you've played it. I have not yet. Doesn't sound like any of the rest of us have. Why is it so the thing today?
Oh, I have no idea why it's the thing. But I
LeBron
will tell you.
James is investing in pickleball.
Tom Brady
just made a major investment into pickleball. It's exploding. It's the thing. You know, for those who don't know, pickleball is the kind of the blend between, it's almost like ping pong and tennis combined, right? So they shorten the court.
Yep.
And you've got like a paddle as opposed to a racket.
A tennis racket, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is indeed all the rage, both on the business side and the experience side.
Smaller court, too.
Smaller court. For me, that was the plus. I didn't have to work that hard because the court was smaller.
But doesn't it speed the game up? I mean, the ball's moving back and
intense.
Forth.
It's intense. It's back and forth, yeah. And the ball is, you know, the paddle, obviously, is it hits harder and faster because it's a paddle, not a racket. And the ball is smaller. It's not a tennis ball. It doesn't have that softness of a tennis ball when it kind of gives into the court.
Right. And you can still play doubles and everything. I mean, you got four people on these small court, two on each side. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. You can play inside or outside, which is kind of nice.
You know, guys, let's go for, especially given Brian Morton's comments, let's go for pickleball over axe throwing the first time we all go out as a group. When we take the morning show... out.
Less collateral damage.
Yes, less collateral damage for sure.
Yeah, we should ask Paul and Ann to join pickleball and
Ann, I wonder if she's been playing.
Well,
no, I have not.
She's throwing the axe.
Try this.
She's axe throwing.
Are you throwing the axe?
No, there'll be no axe throwing.
Only me.
Don't go with Brian. I'll tell you that. Don't go with Brian. Well, Ann. What do we have coming up in the Paul W. Smith Show this morning?
We are going to have some fun this morning. Tony Michaels, the president and CEO of the parade company, is going to announce the grand marshals for America's Thanksgiving Parade, presented by Gardner White. So that is going to be interesting. That's in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:19. Okay. And Paul Glantz is going to be in here from Imagine Entertainment. He is co-hosting the show with Paul from 8 to 9 o'clock.
Oh, how fun.
So that's going to be fun, too. Yes, it'll be interesting to talk to Paul, too, to talk a little bit about the movie business and see how things are going.
The Paul and Paul Show, and Anne, of course. You know, Paul Glantz, we had a chance to do a business biography show on him. He is really an amazing guy. He is his industry, the cinema industry, is a tough one these days. Boy, that guy's a winner, I'll tell you that. Good, we're looking forward to the show. Thanks so much, Anne, for teeing it up and telling us what we're in for. We'll be tuning in. Looking forward to it.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, you too. And that'll be a wrap for us, Paul W., Ann, and the whole gang, even Paul Glantz coming up in the next hour. Stick with us.